Good morning, brothers and sisters. Now, today, this morning, the words of exhortation we are going to get from the Word of God. Now, our lesson title is God's Servants. Now, this morning, I would like to exhort on being a God's servant and what we are to do, and in return, what God is going to do to us. Being a servant. Let's turn to Psalm 134. Psalm 134. Psalm 134. It says, "Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion." Now, I want us to look at this scripture carefully, what the Bible is telling us today to the servants of God. As being the servants of God, the servants of God are to bless God or to praise God. As Christians today, we are servants of God. So we are to praise God, we are to bless God. Each and every one of us need to praise God. We need to praise Him in everything we do. In whatever we get from God, we give thanks to God. We are to give thanks to God for everything we do. That is why it says, "Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord." You know, we Christians today are more or less different from the world today. Our life, our changed life, tells us that we are totally different from the world. The world today, they do not have mind of praising God or blessing God. You know, they are more, you know, God don't forget people. God always bless each and every one of us. Christians and people in the world, they are blessed by God. Even though people are living wicked, they are blessed by God. But today, their life are very different from the Christian, from the servants of God. But today, we know that as Christians today, we are to praise God for everything. They will give thanks to God. Servants will give thanks to God. Let's turn to Psalm 9:11. Psalm 9:11. Psalm 9:11 says, "Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion." As servants of God, we are to praise God in His house. In His house. In the church. And how we are to praise Him, this is what the psalmist is saying here in 9:11. It says, "Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare His deeds among the people." You know, when we come together, we are to sing praises to God. We are to pray to God in everything for God. In the church, Let's see what Psalm 34, 1 says. Psalm 134 says, Psalm 34, Psalm 34, 1. Psalm 34, 1. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Brothers and sisters, God's praise should be in the mouth of the servant of God. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times, not only on Sundays. We have people that comes to worship on Sundays. Maybe sometimes that is the only time they sit where they come to worship God. Maybe some people know it that way. But as the real servants of God, as Christians today, we ought to praise God in every single day of our life. Morning, anytime, before we go to sleep in the evening, we sometimes sing some songs in the morning before when we woke up, before we do anything else. It is our devotion. We have our personal devotions in the morning. And during the meals, when we sit, we are to thank God. We praise God for everything He do. In the evening, we thank God for everything that He has provided for us. And we also sing praises to God. This is how the servants does to praise God. And let's turn to Ephesians 5:19. Ephesians in the New Testament. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. It is so wonderful. God had designed the things what His servant must do. In reading this scripture here, we can know how we must go about praising God, thanking God for everything He does. And that is why, on the first day of the week, when we come together to worship God, we sing praises to His name, we glorify His name, we come to magnify His name in everything what God does. It is our duty. It is the duty of the servant of God to praise God in this way. That is why each and every one of us today need to understand how we must go about praising God. God will bless those who bless Him. In our text, it says in verse 3, the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion. You know, this earth and heaven is His creation. And we, the human beings, are His creation. So today, we can learn from this scripture that God bless those who bless Him. Let's see Psalm 3, 4. Psalm 3, 4. It says, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and He heard me from His holy hill. This is what Psalm 3, 8 is in. And His blessing will rest upon His people. As being God's servant today, God's blessing will rest upon us. Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:22 says, The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. You know, when we get blessing, we don't get sorrow with it. Instead, when we receive something from God, when we see God bless us, you know, happiness comes into our minds, into our hearts. When it comes into our homes, each and every family feels happy. And that is why we say, it says, God is the only creator. He can bless us. So the blessings of God rest upon his people. He made the heaven and earth. Not only physical blessing we receive from God. He also blesses us with all spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1:3 tells us about it. Ephesians 1:3 tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." So we can see, both ways we can see, physically and spiritually. That is how God blesses his servants. God blesses us in everything, our need. God knows our need. That is why he blessed us with physical blessing and spiritual blessing we also get in Christ Jesus. He is the only God whom we can trust in all our life. In Matthew 6:33, I think, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." So we can see that God can add to us everything. In whatever needs, when God sees our need, he provides all. He provides a new life to us. He provides the way for us to go to heaven. And he provides the way where we can come to him. So, brothers and sisters, by blessing God, by praising God, in return, God can bless us. He can continually bless us with everything, both physically and spiritually. So, brothers and sisters, today, let us remember we have to praise God. It is our duty every single day of our life. Wherever we go, wherever we are to praise God. We are to bless God, so that God can be able to continue to bless us with every need. With our whole life as servant of God, let us praise God. In return, he will bless us as his dear children. He will not forget us. He said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." Brothers and sisters, let us meditate on God's word every single day of our life, so that this can guide us. The word of God can only guide us to every truth. So let us continue to praise God in our daily life. Thank you, brothers and sisters.